Foundational Arts Media.
A fan podcast.
Have you not seen that either?
No.
Oh, wait, that one sounds
You keep doing things and keep saying things to me that I've never heard before.
We rode the big one.
No, he's a bit.
Here we go. Butterfree, please speak to me.
I'm okay, Dad.
Enemies had ruined fun.
That was 7.
Yeah, I did 5 and then 7, and you know, just keep being yourselves.
Red daughter has come.
Nice.
Gross.
Ooh. And that is our cold open.
Welcome. Oh my god.
No.
Us just sitting and listening and going, what?
Oh my god.
Here we go.
Butterfree. Oh my god. Maria.
Can I go?
Ouch.
Dear spirits, this is...
Put the glizzy down. Come on.
All right. Hello, dear spirits. Oh, my God. Dear spirits, this is... Oh, my God. I'm brain farting now because I can't even think straight.
The glizzy has
I have a player
effect.
In the cosmos.
Hello, spiritual audience. Fam. My name is Paul Zachariah, and I will be playing the Gestalt... Mr. Hall.
And I have a player in the cosmos.
Oh, damn it. I had one prepared from last game, but I don't remember what it was. Hey, it's me, David, and I play Durgash.
The Nutter Butter.
The Surfer Supreme. Tamer of Beasts.
All right. Okay. And together we'd like to welcome you back to the fun show where we're making it up.
Make it up
as we go. That's the fun show. And if you don't know, I am your beloved Dungeon Master, Spacefarer, Jericho Dizon. And I would like to tell you where we last left off. Last time on an Odyssey by Magic, having conquered the Big Kahuna. Big Kahuna. There were
That was it. I was gonna say Durgash, the Kahuna.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay,
so
run it back.
Hold on.
Hi, my name is David, and I play Durgash the Kahuna.
Hell yeah.
Last time, after Durgash, having conquered the Big Kahuna,
you know what, I'm not entirely sure that was it anymore.
No, run it back right now.
You go.
After he rode a wave and earned the respect. However, we found out there were more memories to be unlocked by Mr. Hall and his spacefaring crew back in the Dakra Isles. Having said that, having connected with the Big Kahuna, who we find out is an embodiment, or at least a, or at least an avatar of Kranos. They find themselves now facing a barrage, an entire battalion of ships, troops of the Red Daughter. As they look up into the sky and they see the many starships and jaws agape. And that's where we are now.
Fuck, that's a lot of starships.
There's too many of them, Durgesh. What are we going to do?
It's at this moment...
Master Durgesh, there's too many of them. And I'm short enough to look like a Padawan.
I pull out the fucking lightsaber.
What do we do?
Sorry, I didn't mean to pull that out on you. I just reflex.
Steps back. In fear.
Big Jimbo is looking, and as his arms are crossed, he starts to pace back and forth. Says, Oh, no. This ain't good. I would say we need like 5 minutes, but I think we're going to have to need more than that.
I'm not sure if we have 5 minutes.
I don't think we do. It's at this time Blackbeard goes, oh, dude. That's what I was going to tell you guys, that I overheard a person in red robes kind of talk on their communicator saying something about, like, we found them, and all of a sudden all this came about, and then as that happens...
Do you know where that person is?
So you, like, already found him? You, like, sussed him out?
No, dude, I was too busy celebrating your victory after you shredding the huge star of all time.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It happens.
At this time, you kind of hear this mass projection. Greetings. I'm Sister Carcinon of the Order of the Red Daughter. We are here to bless you with the many tidings of the Red Daughter. We ask in return that you deliver us this mythological being that roams your waters, this Kraken. Within the next 24 hours, or we will have to take more consequentiable actions against you. You have 24 hours.
So,
hey, does this planet have any, like, sort of defenses? Did you guys get,
well,
like...
Well, I'm worried about our friends in the air.
Well, I mean, like, if when I say defenses, I mean offenses.
Yes.
Oh, dude, this is like... This is a, like, there are many people that come through here. We do have some defenses, but nothing that can take on that big of a battalion.
Damn. Shit.
I think the only way to rally the people is some funky fresh rhymes as he draws a card from his deck. This chaotic deck, even.
And my God.
Special black and white card pops out, and I think Mr. Hall is going to try to deceive everybody that he is gonna do a rap. He just wants to collect everybody, and he thinks they're gonna just, like, all collect in one spot for a rap, and then he's just gonna bait and switch to just, like, hey, we need to rally the people. You want to protect your big kahuna?
You guys also do have the respect of the entire city. The entire city of Dakra is kind
of
I just thought it'd be
funny.
That also would work.
Hey, city of Dakra, I'm here to say...
My name's Mr. Hall, and I want to stay on your home planet, and that's really cool. Your big kahuna's under threat. We should do something about it soon.
There's a faint clap. There's someone in the back. Are we in trouble?
You're not in trouble specifically. Your friend in the ocean really should be in trouble. He should be afraid because the Red Daughters are... here to stay.
Guys, they're coming to take the big kahuna away from you. They're here to steal the kahuna. We have to protect the kahuna.
The
take your
really
kahunas
and
protect
move.
The kahuna.
We could talk about it while
give
we fucking fresh
check.
Groove.
Advantage because you guys are adored.
Advantage because we're adored.
Everyone's just like, whoa. Oh,
the duality of man to an 18. The 18 persuasion, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my God. That's a 27.
A 27? You see that the all they hear is they are going to take the kuna, and then everyone just starts like getting in a rouse. Like everyone starts being like,
immediate
whoa,
guns
whoa.
Cocking.
Oh like... yeah. This mind you, this is a trading port city, so everyone is like ready to go. But again,
can I write Blackbeard's name into my book so I can like cast sending eventually?
You see Blackbeard steps up. Everyone, we're going to make the Blackbeard into like a command post. So how about we all go over there and we start stocking up and taking inventory of all the kind of ships and things that we have. Because we're going to ride out this wave. You know it's going to get a little choppy, dudes. But I'm going to tell you right now that these fuckers are going to get it. For the big kahuna. Everyone goes,
big for the big kahuna.
You should get his signature now while you can.
Hey, Blackbeard.
Dude.
Get his autograph.
I need you to just write your name in this book, and then we could talk at a distance eventually.
Shoot, yeah, dude. Shoot, yeah.
Goes, all right, sick.
Right.
Hey, you're. It seems like you've got a good plan for Groundside here. Mr. Hall, player to player, David, is really eager to get back onto the ship. And we know that we have the triple skeet here, which means we have a teleportation circle to get back on.
Right. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's my intention there.
Oh,
shit.
Non-magic.
Oh, I fucking love this, dude. My God.
So shout out the person that did make this. I wasn't able to find them, but they were really sweet. And I want to, I need to retrofit it to where it actually fits on the map.
Oh, beautiful.
So this is,
you can zoom out.
You can. Oh, that's fair. You can zoom out, but also I'm going to rotate it. I'm going to rotate it to where it goes this way.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Fuck yeah. Ooh, I'm liking that. I'm liking that.
I need to adjust. But as this is happening, you guys are talking about setting up kind of base camp and things like that. There is this level of like, okay, what are we going to do? What is our intent? But you guys are saying you guys want to go back to the Skeet Destroyer, correct?
That is Mr. Hall's intent. And I didn't know how to necessarily communicate that as Mr. Hall. He would have just acted on it, I think. But
thought,
I think that allows.
Thought, yeah. Idea. You go up to the ship, rally that, and I stay here and organize ground forces.
Deal. Okay. Predator handshake.
Yeah.
You lift me up.
Yeah.
All right, sick. So I head back to the triple skeet, and Durgash is with Blackbeard.
Shout out Abel, whoever that is. Yes, as that happens, very much so. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. The silence is a lot easier to cut out, I promise you.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get the. There you are. There. And then. But. As this happens, you go and you make your way back to the Skeet Destroyer. Do you see, as soon as you come in, there is no fire. They're holding true to their word. But you go ahead and make a perception check.
A perception check. All right. Natural 20.
Natural 20. You can clearly see that there are three... basically huge Star Destroyers on their side as well. They're not as upgraded as yours, but there are three of them, and they all have working crew. Okay. On top of that, you can see over at least 50 like fighter class that are like flying with it, and you just kind of see they're all draping these flags, which you recognize. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a little bit more. You, with a natural 20, you know, like, you have a very strong insight on what their plans are. Because you've had this happen to you before, actually. You, like, this kind of is a little bit triggering for you. I'd even hazard to say. Because this is a extremely familiar sight.
For the first step out of the portal, I'm stuck there for a moment. Frozen. Until I come to the bottom of a breath and have to breathe in and... with that, I choose to fully inhale, and loud enough that he can hear it, and as he exhales, he begins to move again. He starts walking, and after a moment, he starts running.
You start coming out of the portal, you make your way, and you start running. You make it to the bridge, and you are just taking inventory. You see Lumos is like,
whizzing up and is freaking out. There, as he's computating, he sits there. He's like, this is the biggest force I've seen in a very long time.
Karana, don't tell me the odds.
He whizzes and shakes his head and just explains, we need at least, in order to minimally operate the weapons, if we're using this as like kind of a stead fort, we need at least 50 people to run munitions and run the cannons to just give defensive fire. You notice that he starts kind of calculating everything. We have enough ammunition to hold out for a very long period of time, but we need, ultimately, the only thing I see is just have this be a wall. We need to honestly sustain, on their end, make them lose more than it's worth. Right now, we have, I don't know how many warships they have, but there's three, so that's already a lot. If we can destroy one or two of those, that would be exponential to their retreat.
We're not under attack right now.
No, they are holding true to their word. No one is firing anything. It's 24. They have given off warning shots against you, like from last time where they started bringing a blast fire and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they have decided to come around and be like, just more so like, show, that was a display of like power.
Got it. Here's what I'm thinking. Mr. Hall doesn't think we need to fight. He has an intention to deceive. And so what I think, Mr. Hall to Lumos. Well, why don't we make him think the Kraken's on the ship?
I don't know.
Then fly in and blast the place to high hell using this as some sort of bomb.
Are you talking about destroying the Skeet Destroyer?
I know that's a high risk move. I totally get that. And, you know, as much as I love this big thing, I'm more concerned about us, you know? And this is good for us. The ship is good for us. But it's not in the way. I just want to make that clear. Anything's on the table if you've got some ideas. And I begin to cast Mending as I'm talking to him.
So there's a moment where Lumos, like, looks... Skeeve pipes up and says, like, you know, through his, like, bug, he listens to your head. He tells you that we have enough artillery to just blow them sky high. To blow up the ship. We have enough. Let's blast them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what Lumos was trying to explain to you is that you don't have enough crew to, like, move the ship and really, like, have it do maneuvers like that, you need at least 50 people to man the cannon. So instead of making the Star Destroyer a ship, make it a wall to where you're now blockading all these ships and just playing defense.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Then you could technically go and blow one of the ships sky high. Skeeves kind of pipes up and says,
I mean, we could always do the car bomb. We'd always just have a car bomb. Park a ship in there and fucking blow it.
Like, if they thought the Kraken was on it, and then we just send it into the middle of their fleet and have it...
I don't know if we have a ship big enough. I was thinking more we get, like, a fighter loaded with a bunch of bombs and then park it by their engines and then just blow that up.
You know, that sounds fucking sick, man. We have artillery that we can, like, load up onto a dinghy.
Skeeves is like, we can defend the amount of artillery we have. Just hopefully be able to defend everything. We can last about an hour before the shields start going down and everything just starts, like, really heating up.
Mm. All right. Yeah. Let's blow them to kingdom come, right?
As you say that, we're going to go and we're going to flashback over to the ground. You see that? Oh, Beard's there. He's just, like, hands tied. You see people are starting to, like, gather. You see people have weapons. People are loading munitions piles and all these kinds of things. As you kind of stand in front of this map, and there's just, like, talk of wanting to defend their home. But Blackbeard, even though he like has a good sense, you know, this guy, he's done skirmishes, gang wars and things like that, but nothing to this level. He's not like that.
This is bigger.
So this is, so he kind of is like looking a little bit towards you, but you kind of see that you're standing over the map. Well, I'll tell you right now, dude, that like foundation wise, we're going to have to protect the bottom half, because if they go and they blow that, this whole thing's going to go careening over like it's like you're wiping out on a wave, dude, and it's not good. But I know that at least we have enough munitions to just kind of repel, or at least kind of stay alive. But I don't know, this feels like a war of attrition, dude. It's got, they got more chips than we do.
Yeah. I feel like, man, I don't know. And this is just like, this is just my first idea. It might not be a good one. It's just the first thing I can come up with is like, maybe we get some sort of like car and we maybe we rig like a bomb to it.
A car bomb. I love that idea.
Yeah.
A car bomb.
I just thought of that. I don't know.
You just thought of that right now?
Yeah, dude. So I don't know. It's one of those things where like, I don't know how many ships you guys have. If we can do inventory on the ships, definitely get a couple in the air. I think that you're right with the defense of like, just, it, you know, repel people as much as possible. Don't let them get down below. And hopefully up on the ship, they'll be able to do something. But I'll go. We'll be in contact with the ship, our ship up there, just to see if there's anything from down here that we can do. But
I think it'd be really convenient if I had just cast sending to you.
To let you know what's up.
Yeah. We got tons of artillery up here. I think we're just gonna blow them to. Just blow them to smithereens.
Shit. Okay. Sweet.
Do you tell them anything that you need? Oh, go ahead.
Do you need anything from us? Like.
Well, the best way to use all of that artillery is to have people on the ship, actually.
Oh. All right. Hey guys, who wants to make 10 gold for a day? I need, how many people gold do I need?
So you respond.
You need 50.
You need for one gun, right?
No, that's for all the guns.
For the whole ship? 50?
Because what I'm trying to tell you is, so what you're going to do with the ship is you're going to basically park it like starboard and just keep blasting.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is there's like five.
So we're going to bring it into Atmo.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's
there's
happening.
There's five
I
big
guess.
Guns. Yeah. There are five big guns that 50 people can man. 10 people per gun. Right?
Okay.
And then if you want to add more people to just kind of have more like laser fire and stuff,
yeah,
that's fine. But that was the 50s at minimum.
Minimum. All right. Okay.
So, okay, well, perfect. Yeah, all right, Blackbeard, here's what I'm going to need.
Go ahead and before that, roll me a D100.
Who's rolling?
Durgash.
Cool. On the ground.
Roll it, and then multiply whatever your results are by two.
By two?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 52. That's 104.
So you have about 104 people on the ground.
All right. Ooh, damn. Okay.
You have 100. So out of like the, so everyone is doing their part, but like fighting men.
Yeah.
Like you have 104.
Okay.
To just kind of be with you.
Like actual warriors.
Actual warriors, people that like can fight.
Okay.
So like, you know that a lot of them are like lion's tooth people.
Got it.
Right. And like, Blackbeard's just paying all of them out. Like, they're just like.
So Blackbeard's taking on that cost?
Yeah. Blackbeard's de facto leader of this city. You can kind of, you can kind of tell that by the way he rallied everyone. Like he's like an icon of the city. Everyone's like, oh, dude, of course, Blackbeard. Owner of the Blackbeard.
Yeah. No, he's not necessarily mayor, but.
No. There's no like actual like hierarchy. You know? But it's like he's the guy that everyone just like kind of like respects.
Got it.
Any disputes maybe go to him.
Oh yeah, like disputes and things.
All right. So Blackbeard, here's what I'm gonna need. I'm gonna need a transport ship or two to just get around 50 people up to our ship up
there.
We're
gonna bring it down there. So we're gonna bring the ship down.
Oh
and,
damn!
You know, we're gonna like reduce the amount of area they can shoot by having one side of the the ship against the planet, you know? Like, they can't get it in the planet, right?
Okay, okay.
And hopefully that'll reduce how much they can shoot at us. And
we'll still need to get just, like, a ship or two to bring people up to
there,
you.
Up to you. Up to the ship.
To get it down?
No. So think of it as, like...
You're not going to be able to land.
You're not going to be able to land.
Okay, so we're keeping it in atmosphere.
Yeah, you're in atmosphere, but from like think of it as like they're you're bringing them
up.
How
did I get there? Teleportation circles. So bring it, whoever's coming up, bring them to the triple ski. Yeah. Well, we could do like 10 at a time, I think.
They have transport stuff. They have like a large flying buses.
Bring them up. Bring them up. Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Eat them up.
Reese's.
Yeah, all right. So Blackbeard, we're going to need about 50 people to get transported up to our ship to man cannons up there. It's probably going to be a lot easier than trying to fire from the ground. Losing that distance is going to be a big deal. Half just all defense. Focus on making sure nothing happens to the actual base here.
As that happens, as you're kind of saying, like, nothing happens here, and you just see somebody, like, walking down. They're wearing black and red. They're having this face mask, and they have these, like, arm blades, as you see.
Also, wherever that one fucking woman was or whoever you saw, they're probably still here. We need to get the fuck rid of them, or else they're going to sabotage this whole fucking thing.
As that happens, she goes, "I know who that is." And you see that Serenesis is wearing her old, like, her old...
Is that like a order. Deadpool suit?
It's her Order of the Red Daughter.
Sick.
Suit. She goes and says, the girl that probably said it is Moldova. If Carcinon is here, Moldova isn't far. And she says, there's kind of this, like, deep... There's kind of this deep look of, like, regret. But she's wearing, like, all this, like, stuff. It still fits her very well. But, like, all obviously the order, like, she still has her like, Stardust eyes and her crown and stuff. Mm-hmm. But this is, like, it almost looks like from, like, past life. I think of it as, like, Jedi, from instead of wearing robes. Sword. Yeah. From past life, wearing robes is wearing battle armor. This is, you've never seen her have those before, though. Like, the arm blades and things.
Yeah.
She, very much, like, Kratos put it under a board and was, like, this is not... part of my life, but then she, because of all this, she had to break it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she says, but you see, Serenesis just kind of explains, if you're going to break them, you're going to have to find the generals. There's a level of defense, yes, but we need to find Sister Moldova. She's somewhere, or Carcinon. They're here on the ground somewhere. You have to, if you take them, I bet you we can
Moldova
break their forces.
Or all right. Carcinon, and Carcinon.
Player, DM to player, you don't know.
Okay.
You know at least one of them has to be here.
Okay, valid.
It could both of them be here or one of them. Like, you have no clue.
Perfect. Okay, so Blackbeard, my instructions are clear. 50 people up to our ship. The rest, defense, let me take 5 and Serenesis, and we're going to go and try and solve the fucking red sister problem.
Question. What is there, like, maybe a school of magic that all red sisters use, perchance?
Who are you asking? I guess
I'm asking Serenesis, like, as a red sister, a red daughter, is there any particular school of magic that is always used?
There's special kinds of rituals that will use special kind of divination that will be used in order to induct yourself in your, like, there's a level of initiation. They'll always have
that.
Is
that how you got your, like, Stardust eyes? Or?
No.
No.
Okay. You know, like, she kind of, another kind of, like,
I don't know.
Deep. Another kind of, like...
It's a deep cut for her.
It's a very deep cut.
Yeah.
It's a very deep cut that she just doesn't want... She kind of, like, clamps up when she talks about her... When you talk about her eyes.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah. She goes, they are ruthless. They are unkind. As a matter of fact, I would be careful. These people are no joke. And if I know them, and if it's these two, you need to have... someone go and find the Big Kahuna, wherever he is. You need to find him before they do. I'll tell you right now.
That's well, I wrote his then. Name in my book last session, so I can actually send a message to Big Kahuna. I don't know that yet, though.
Yeah. Serenesis kind of delves a little deeper. If it's them for anything, the 24 hours is a farce. They will hold for 24 hours, but that doesn't mean they aren't working.
Yeah.
In 24 hours. So be on your toes. I don't know what they're, I don't know what they have planned, but I would suggest let's keep the big kahuna within our eyesight.
Not a bad idea. Hey, do you got a contact with the big kahuna?
Yeah. You need me to call him?
Should we call him here? I feel like it would be,
I'm calling him right now.
It'd be weird if we call him here. But like, it would be good to get him here, but at the same time, like, we're just making it easier for them.
Well, I just cast while we're making it easier. I'm not like telling him to go anywhere.
Okay.
Serenesis shrugs her shoulders.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
We've been here before. Here's the thing. You run the risk if you bring him here for a much heavier onslaught because they're just going to concentrate their forces.
Yeah.
But we would also be spreading ourselves thin if we didn't bring him here.
So you do say that? Did you say that? I don't know.
I mean, I've said what I've said. I've not necessarily said to bring him over yet.
I hang up. I call him.
What do you say to him? What do you say to the big kahuna?
Hey, kahuna. You know, some people are looking for you. I recommend you dive deep, but let's meet up somewhere and dive.
You send it out. There's a level of like calmness and a little bit of assurance. You get the feeling that there's a yes, you know?
Okay. I think Mr. Hall leaves bringing the ship down to Lumos and heads back planet side and gets out there, gets in the waves, starts paddling.
Mm-hmm. As that happens, you start paddling, you make your wave. You go ahead and just roll me a perception check.
And all right, yeah. And may I do this with Phoebe's help?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
I rolled 2 5s. You said a perception?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that would be 10.
Okay. You're swimming. You're swimming and you are looking. Nothing.
Okay.
You're like kind of trying to feel for him. Like kind of akin to like you have the scent and you're just like kind of following it. But as you're kind of going, you're not in that like headspace of where he came to you yet, because you're kind of, there's a lot on your mind right now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not in the,
at this point in time, I'm gonna say it's 12, like it's nighttime now.
Okay.
So like you're swimming and you're just looking, flashing over to the other side. Yep. There, the city has kind of retrofitted itself into like a makeshift fort. So you see the streets are now like blocked off with like barricades of furniture. You see, there are windows that are shut and open, but if you like peek through, there are people with blaster rifles kind of sneaking through. It's very like they've outfitted with the command post being the Blackbeard, and the Blackbeard is completely like on the underside, like it's hidden. Yeah. Right, it's on the underside. You had to go through like an elevator, come down.
Okay.
But as that happens, you continue to search. Go ahead and either do a religion or you can do a perception check to just keep looking.
No chance that could be an arcana, huh?
You can make an arcana, I'll allow it.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is a 19 plus 4,
23. So, you do not see you don't see the big kahuna anywhere with a 23, but
ooh.
But with a 23, what I will say that you do see is very faintly, just like there's a flickering light and it goes off, and then it moves again, flickering light, goes off, as it's like something is swimming through here.
All right.
Right. I was just thinking elaboration on that. Is it like, does he get the idea that it's something that's a little more organic, or is it like when you see a plane going through the sky?
No, this is underwater. Yeah. So think underwater flashlight.
Is it
underwater flat. And so, I mean, I'm thinking just like the same thing, though, of like...
Is it clearly bioluminescent?
No, it's not bioluminescent at all.
At all.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
With a 23, I'll allow that to be... Like, you kind of, like...
Like, tell me it's a sub without saying it's a sub, you know?
It's not... I mean...
So, I think Mr. Hall does is, like, sit on his board for a moment, draw some new cards, and he... throws two of them in the air and they collide and they make a popping sound before he begins to play the game, as it were, and give a tribute to the one he serves.
What do you
do? He doesn't take a deep breath. He rubs his face all over and he summons the deck and puts it in his board, and he gets off the board and he puts his shield back on. So he's re-equipped the shield. And
where are you right now?
I'm about to dive and get in the water.
Okay, go ahead and...
Should I make an insight check?
Make me a deck save.
A deck save, all right. Yeah. It's not a magical effect, is it? Making me do this deck save? Fair enough. I'm going to spend a sorcery point to reroll that.
Two crew.
Yeah.
Two crew.
God damn, that was a rough one. All right. You know what? That's better. 12.
12?
Yeah.
With the 12, you are just like, as you prepare to dive, you look down and you see, like, literally propelling towards you. And then there's a explosion. It blows you back as you end up taking... Okay.
10. Yeah, I might be taking my reaction to use Unscarred Resilience.
That would be a good choice. Yeah, you take 30 points of damage.
Shit!
You were hit. Fuck.
Make that 26.
And as you say that, go ahead and just give me another perception check as you're like blown back.
Me or him? 30,
40, 40. You are on the ground and you're like like very much like waiting. Like this, it's very tense. Not
I'm
like
there. My arms are crossed. My cape is billowing.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah. It's very much like a. This is it. Yeah. You know, like
have I organized the ships to move the people of those people?
Everyone, this is like you had for safety's, like that was a short rest.
Okay.
Like you had time. Everyone had time to just go up and just you know. It's a very tense night though. After hearing Serenice's words, you just kind of stand guard as you're looking. What? Oh, mini dice.
Tiny dice. I didn't take
tiny
them out.
Dice.
Yeah.
Tiny dice.
This entire time I've been trying to reach for my tiny dice.
Not here. But it ain't there.
They ain't there. You know? All right. Well, sorry. Go on.
But it as you kind of stand there, go ahead and give me your perception check.
Perception. Rip. That's another 12, I think.
A you see...
Perception, sorry. 14.
A 14? Okay, let's see. You just... You don't know where that came from. 14?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have no idea.
All right.
What do you do? So, like, you have... You know...
His movement's not actually the greatest in the water, and he mistakenly got in the water... He's going to get out of the water, get back up on the board, unequip it, and put Phoebe wings out, trying to catch some speed here and get up to speed. And I'm going to try to take another look. I'm not thinking. I'm not attuned yet, am I?
Mm-mm.
Nope. Oof. Yep. So, yeah, I'm going to take another look. I'm going to recall my... time in the seeing pool when I had first taken on the oaths and dip my face in and let my intuition speak to me, not using my senses to find it, but what is instinct to
go
me.
Ahead and make a insight.
All right, my insight's not actually all that great.
Say, go ahead and do it with advantage since you're doing the seeing pool.
Thank
As
God.
It happens, Durgash, what is your perception?
Why do you keep
God
getting
that? Damn.
No, dude. My perception is math 24.
24.
24.
Okay. Okay.
Come on, 24.
That was actually
it's 24.
That was a good roll.
Yeah. As you're kind of just you're standing there. The wind is blowing in your face. You're just kind of there. It is
I have my mag.
I'll say with a 24, it is considerably quieter.
Too quiet?
It is too quiet. It is very much too quiet. There's a tendency of, like, not a lot of people are talking, but, like, it's now kind of, like...
Everything's in place.
Everything's in place, but everything is, like, there's no... There's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Am I able to just, like, contact you willy-nilly?
I'm pretty sure there's, like, a radio transponder a channel we're all tuned into.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Okay.
And there's, like, a receiver on the shield or something. I don't know.
We're all prepped. Everything's ready. We got the people in the ships. Everything, all the artillery on the ground here is secure.
Roger, roger.
Things are a little quiet. Things are a little quiet here. I'm getting a little worried. See anything from where you guys are at? Up top or down?
Somebody's got torpedoes in the water.
But Skeeve chimes in. I don't see anything up here from the bridge. They're not moving.
It felt real. I that hurt me pretty good.
You said there's someone in the water?
There was definitely an explosive device confirmed. Who's up to that? I think it's pretty clear.
Blackbeard. Come in, Blackbeard.
Oh, dude.
Do we have any extra vessels in the water that we don't know about? We might have a bogey down there.
I mean... I could take some of my surfers and we can go see, but I don't think we don't have any seafaring vessels like that.
They're already going to die just from surfing. I don't think, unless we got something for them, don't need to risk it.
Don't worry about it.
Well, no, that's only for the big kahuna. We can ride the normal waves.
Oh, the normal waves.
The normal waves are fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. What you did? No, no one else has done that.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
You know.
Well, obviously.
But. Yeah.
Okay.
I just had a really, sorry, you guys finish your scene and then.
As that happens, Serenesis. Just like she stands, she all of a sudden like pulls out her gun and just shoots in a random direction, and you just hear a body slump over. And Serenesis, like, she goes, she pulls out her, she like extends those like arm blades. She goes, "They're here," and she's
oh,
like,
fuck. "Turn over to Blackbeard." That's why we keep.
And damn. As that moment, you and Serenesis will roll initiative.
Ooh.
I have to get into initiative.
That
still.
Is a 10. Oh, well. That is a 10 for
a
me.
A 10? Okay, let me see what they do. We are going to say these.
Can I get the Buster? The Buster song?
Buster song? Which one is that? Susie?
Yeah.
I think.
Let's see.
This one?
She's got her fight one, though.
Oh, Rude Buster.
Rude Buster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Loop it for a minute.
Yeah.
Fuck. Dude, I rolled 2 twos on that advantage.
Really?
I rolled 2 twos.
Fuck. And then,
it was brutal.
And then we'll say for Serenesis. Oh, Serenesis is not that. It's different times. Okay, what did you get?
Oh, I got a 10.
All right, you got a 10?
Yep.
Okay.
So glad I saw them with that 24 perception.
I'm telling you right now, at DM to player, they had plus 11 to stealth and rolled an 18.
Holy fuck.
Hey, these guys are real.
It. Is
these
that
guys,
a surprise?
Huh?
Is that a surprise?
What do you mean surprise? Like surprise condition?
Surprise round. Like,
oh, no. These... As things start going, you just start seeing, like...
Serenesis.
She saw. It's not even that she perceived it. It's she has insight.
Okay.
You can kind of tell just like she knows a lot more than she's letting on.
Yeah,
she knows an extreme amount more. She knew that someone was gonna be there.
She understands their military tactics.
Mm-hmm. So
more than just
their... as it happens, she fades back in the shadow. With that though, with a 16, the first thing that's going to happen. Hold up, I'm just gonna get all these going. You see this kind of being in a like this red mask like pop out of somewhere, and you see their arm. Like they don't have any weapons. You see, but their arm. There's like a basically like a light at the end. Just charge up and shoot at you. And it happens twice.
They will try.
Okay.
They will try. Damn.
They will try indeed.
They will try.
Bub.
Indeed.
You're welcome.
Bow. Bowlem. Bow.
Bow.
Okay. The first one will not hit with a 10, but a 24 though.
Fuck. Yeah, that hits.
A 24? Okay. Okay. So you got actually pretty lucky. 17 points of damage as this shot rips through you. You like dodge the first one and you like chuckle yourself. You take the second one to your chest. Boom.
Oh.
And it burrows deep. It like something about it just makes you feel like not sick to your stomach, but just like feels like someone's ripping the soul out of you. So it's like it's pretty... It hurts a lot.
Ruh-roh.
As that happens, though. 16.
What kind of damage was that?
Huh? This was necrotic.
Necrotic. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, yeah, you feel, track. As that happens, another shot comes through. They're going to go shoot for Serenesis. Serenesis might be in trouble, but we'll see. All right. The first shot misses, but the second shot hits her as well. 17, naturally. And then... She takes a hard shot to the shoulder. Boom, slams her shoulder. She's screaming in pain as like her shoulder like withers up as she just goes, but she just kind of like shakes it off. You see this like armor like just hum like a red, and just like a weird tingle as she looks through, but she starts going. You see that with that it's her turn. She's going to go, and she just, you see her look at you. She gives a nod of approval, and she just disappears.
Woo!
She just like goes into like an alleyway, runs a shadow, and just goes. And then you hear like a scream as you just hear like something, and you just hear like a muffled scream. Not that one. But that. Let's see if she's. I'm God not even damn. Gonna. Not even. I don't want to really think about it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Man,
roll.
That combat was so intense up until then.
I know. Okay, she definitely, she does hit for sure. And then she's sneak attacking. So that's like.
It was funny though, goddamn.
It was really funny.
I gotta find that sound clip. I gotta find the original one.
One day.
Okay. Two. Okay. 2+.
It lives in your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
2+5, 7.
Oh fuck!
That's really good. Actually.
Ouch, dude.
This person, wherever he is, just took like 27 points of damage.
Oh,
oh, dead.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah.
Are you doing the puffer fish?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't have to do that.
Oh.
Oh. Someone's gonna clip these sounds.
One day.
One day. But yeah.
I hope they fucking do that. Oh.
Oh. So, you don't have to. You guys can stop. You guys can stop now. It's okay. You guys can be done.
My God, the red robes. They've initiated a glizzy attack.
No. Don't do that, man.
We're distracting him from his man.
I know. I'm trying to... Yeah, but you see, one takes a deep hit. But with that, though, it is your turn.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
How far away is this person from who shot me?
You don't know.
I saw them shoot. Did they just disappear?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Serenesis did.
Wow. Bonus action disengage.
I was definitely thinking rogue.
Bonus action
hot
hide.
Dog.
All right.
You can
interesting
go what? Ahead
What do you want to do in this situation? That's what I ask you.
I am going to... How far away did they shoot me from?
Go ahead and make a history check.
All right. Oh, sick. Nice. That is an 18. That was a really good die roll there.
You got to get the good 18, ones out. With an 18...
Yeah, that natural
it's
20,
It's kind
really.
Of crazy. Like, it's insane, but they shot you somewhere between 30 to 60.
30 to 60?
Mm-hmm. Fuck. So they're far.
Is there any sort of cover nearby?
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Behind you. Yeah.
Behind me? Okay, yeah. I'm going to go and just walk or run over, jump over the cover, take the cover... And I'm going to hold my action if they appear within... I guess I did do a little moving, but if they... No, I'm just going to take the dodge action from behind cover.
Mm. Dodge action from... So now you're just in cover and at disadvantage as well. So you have half cover and then with disadvantage. So they're shooting, I think, with disadvantage again or something like that. Half cover, I believe, is...
You've got it on the board. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Half cover, plus 2 to AC, and dex saving throws. Yeah,
dude, that was a Chad move. Love it.
So you end up taking cover. With that, it's going to be the... I'm going to be the person that got stabbed. They're going to go, and they're going to try and strike twice against Serenesis. Damn. They hit her. They're pretty tough. Ruh-roh. Yeah, they hit her pretty tough. I know. You just... As she's kind of taking this beating, she's still trying to get back into it. So, like, what she's doing, she hasn't done in forever, so. She is not looking great. She's not looking great at all. Mm. But she's able to still stay standing. As that happens, another shot comes your way, Durgash.
Here we fucking go.
Okay. Will a...
That was epic.
Will a 19 hit you?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah, it whizzes by your head. Just your... As more the shots going...
You'll have to get closer.
That's right. That's right.
As it happens, we're going to cut over to Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall, you are, like, looking around the water.
Yeah, so I'm looking around the water, and I think to myself... I'm not going to find him just sitting in one spot. And so I continue to pick up speed. And even more so, I think he realizes finally how he got in tune with the big kahuna in the first place. Riding the waves. And that is the key to finding him. It's not looking for him. And so he pulls a card from the deck and he plays it down and it's... a card that ends up casting it lights up with like a grass green kind of glow in the card socket, and kind of shunts out this icy blue as I cast Armor of Agathys, just adding some temporary HP, and it, like, if we were to do turns, as it were, he would also use a bonus action to heal himself for a couple d6 here
for sure.
As he uses his healing light, and he's just trying to build up as much speed as possible, and he's going for jumps. He's getting
in
those rip curls.
Go ahead and make a performance check with advantage.
Yeah, I'm gonna heal myself for 5d6.
Mm-hmm.
Five
do the performance
six.
Checks first, and then do all that healing stuff.
Sure, performance check. And I Phoebe is helping me in this process. Would I be able to roll with advantage?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, sick. And this is that surfing roll, or is this a different roll?
This is surfing roll.
Okay, sick. That was...
You remember, I believe you have expertise.
Expertise in
surfing.
In what, sleight of hand, or is that acrobat? It's both decks.
It's both decks.
Right. So, geez, that'd be plus 6, combo 20.
Combo 20?
Yep.
You are shredding up the waves. As that happens, you're doing it pretty well. Blaster fire starts whizzing by you. Go ahead and make a perception check.
Is it a blaster or one of those explosives?
It is. You don't know it. You wouldn't know it, but DM to player, it's the same shots that Durgash took.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And so I'm going to roll that, right, not roll it. Phoebe's with me, so I get that. 5 times 6 is 30. So I heal for 30 HP. And, yeah, I take those shots. Or I don't know, do they need to roll to hit?
Goa, are you taking... I'm sorry. Oh, no, they're just whizzing by your head. Like,
oh,
so
okay,
they're missing.
Sorry.
So
I
you
was
technically,
the impression
you,
I was
technically,
getting hit.
Yeah, no. You're getting shot at.
Got it. Sorry.
Now's
when I take my free action. Hey, we're getting a shot at from above here. There are multiple insurgents on the ground. I repeat, multiple insurgents on the ground. Still no fire from up above, but yep, dealing with the situation now.
As you see this happen, out of the muscle car, Big Jimbo's muscle car, Lilu crashes out the window, shattering the window. And she's like scrambling and running as through the teleportation circle. Where did you guys leave the Skeet Cruiser? The Big Jimbo's muscle car.
Big
Where would
Jimbo's
it be?
Muscle car was planet side.
Yeah,
Skeet planet, Cruiser came down.
Yeah, no.
But somebody could have taken that back up and forth if we were
it
getting
probably,
50 people
I don't
on
know,
the ship.
It probably would have been closer to a clearing, maybe used to like move some armament stuff around. So just generally speaking, near the main clearing of just
near the main clearing of where you guys are.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say that this is it's over 60 feet away, but you can see it. Do you see Lilu crap? Like as you're like holed up against cover, like looking up, and you're saying, you look far on the other end. You see Lilu crash out the window, start running, and then you see four. And what you notice is these dudes. You finally get a good look at them. Can I show this to you people?
Do you want me to exit this other one?
No, hold up. No, you should be able to. Hold up. I'm trying to big brain.
Oh, my God.
Why is this not showing? La, 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 la. Hello? Why is it being weird? Hold up.
That happens sometimes.
I have to refresh. Ba, ba, ba,
ba. Let's hold.
As you look, you finally see, and it's still not showing. That's so hilarious. I'm just going to.
Made me laugh, yeah. Hee hee.
There you go. Oh. As you look, you see these dudes in like black masks with what appears to be this like sleek black and red armor, and they are moving like a covert unit. You see one comes out along with the other side as they like move, and they're emotionless. They have these masks on, and you see like Lilu get shot in the back as she runs out. She's like running. You see him go through.
Go through the car.
Literally go through the teleportation circle, and then like go through the teleportation circle. Doesn't even open the door through the broken window. Goes, like you see him grab his hand. This hand fills with this energy and blasts this like vile red that pointed at you. Shot her. She singes at the back, and you. There is a moment like. Go ahead and roll me a perception check. Actually, you see that she gets shot.
That's a synth 20.
Synth 20 with a synth 20. You see that she like is in this pain, but also like there are parts, you know, like the tendrils and stuff starts falling off. Like tendrils start like falling off. You see Big Jimbo is like bust out the other car door as one of them. They're like, he's like fighting with another one, but Big Jimbo's getting outmatched. Like these people are like,
and this is the Skeet Cruiser, right?
This is Big Jimbo's muscle car.
Big Jimbo.
So in his own car, he's getting mollywopped.
Is he in there?
He like, he was by his car and he saw all this happen. Goes the person that shot Lilu goes rips him through the window. But as soon as it's a ground game, you see this kind of weird move happen where. Big Jimbo gets into an armbar and without hesitation, boom, cracks it, snap. Big Jimbo screams. And at that moment, that's when everyone picks up their guns and starts firing. But then all of a sudden, you just hear, psh, 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 and you just see, like, as you're, like, looking, like through these windows where you had people, people slump out of the windows. Foomp, 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 foomp. And then,
Jimbo, Jimbo, activate Operation Car Bomb. Activate Operation Car Bomb.
As you do that, you, you with his one hand, his one good hand, you just see him like kind of smile and smirk. He presses the button. This like old dilapidated car on the side explodes. You see like this building crumble over as it blows. You see like several of these figures just shoot out as like this building blows the fuck up. But it is now a full on words. Now this silence that happened, it's a full on.
Oh yeah.
Planet side. Sky side. We're just going to go and cut. You... We're going to rewind the clock a little bit. Skeev is waiting. He's sitting there. Lilu is twiddling her thumbs as she's kind of sitting and waiting and she's meditating. But as it happens, Lumos is just like looking at all the cameras, just seeing all of a sudden, whoosh, one goes out. Another one goes out. Whoosh, and all of a sudden, the lights, you guys aren't, you guys don't know this, but the lights on the Skeet Destroyer like go dark. EMP. Slowly but surely, everyone on the gunner side, like that are shooting, just so tactically, so smooth. People dropping like flies. Then it flickers back up. Before Lumos can even sound the alarm, he gets ripped out of the mainframe and then gets thrown to the side. You see that this Lilu is freaking out. You see she finally tentacles, grabs, goes to try and whip snap this different person. You guys don't know this, but you see that she, hold up. As this happens, this woman with a red mohawk, and this battle armor goes, grabs it, and then she takes her saber axe, chops the tendril off. Lilu screams in pain, and that's what caused her to run through. Boom. And then all these other people, shadows, start coming out of the woodworks, and it is a full war. And with that, I'm going to end the session here.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah. Dear spirits, thank you so much. We really appreciate. I'm sorry that it got real heated real fast. Will our heroes survive? Find out next time in An Odyssey by Magic. Paul, where can they find us?
So you can find us at Official Fun Show on YouTube. We're live streaming. We're making some videos. You can find us at Official Fun Show on TikTok. We're making some silly goofs over there. And you can check us out on Instagram at
Official Fun Show.
Official Fun Show. Rule of threes. That's where you can find us. We're on those places. We're working on getting some more stuff in the works. We've got some plans and we're very excited about it.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
See you later.
We see you yeah. Later. We appreciate you.
Bye-bye.